Thank you. I would just like to thank Chairman Gowdy, Chairman Goodlett, and the respected members of this committee. Thank you for inviting me to speak of Sarah. On my behalf of my family and myself, we'd also like to thank the Omaha Police Department for doing the job that they did in catching Sarah's murderer, but unfortunately, they were unable to detain him. Sarah was my only daughter. She was 21. She had just graduated from Bellevue University with a 4.0. She aspired to go on to get her master's in criminal investigations. However, that was cut short for her. The night of January 31st, 2016, as she was coming home, she was rear-ended by Eswin Mejia, who was 19 years old, here illegally, drunk driving, street racing. My daughter died instantly. However, she was an organ donor, so she was kept alive until February, I believe it was the 4th, days are run together. My daughter was a productive child. She did not deserve to end this tragically. I'm sorry. It's just devastating that the laws that we have in place weren't carried out. The local law enforcement did their job. They detained him, went to ICE, tried to get a hold on him. ICE refused. I don't know why that was with everything that happened, but he is on the loose now. So our family does not have closure. We probably never will have closure, even if he is found. I just hope that he will be someday found to pay for the crime that he did against my daughter. We are not against immigration. Sarah's grandmother was an immigrant from Vienna, Austria. She did it legally. She did it the right way. That's all we're asking. It's the illegal immigrants that are already breaking the law once they come over here and they continue to break our laws and not following them. This is not isolated incidents. This is happening all the time. Since we've been in DC, we've gotten a report that another Honduran illegal immigrant has hit and killed somebody else in Omaha, Nebraska. Her stories, there are thousands of our stories out there. Something needs to be done. The arrest and conviction of Eswin will not bring Sarah back, but it will give our family some closure and knowledge that justice has prevailed. Despite all the tragedy, Sarah still is the hero in this story. She was, again, an organ donor. We are a nation of legal immigrants. My family, like many other Americans, hold no ill will to people who desire the American dream. Sarah, an American citizen, desired that same dream, but it was taken from her. We urge the members of Congress to support meaningful immigration reform through the support and passing of legislation such as Kate's Law, the Refugee Program Integrity Restoration Act, and the Davis-Oliver Act that empowers local governments and law enforcement and forces ICE to take an illegal immigrant into custody when requested by local law enforcement. Eswin spent 4 days in jail and is believed to have fled the country. He posted $5,000 bond, which was less than the cost it was to bury my daughter, Sarah. Because of the lack of controls, the police, immigration, U.S. Marshals, and law enforcement have little or no information on his whereabouts or on him or his families has been found. Eswin was not a stranger to the law enforcement and failed to honor his legal obligation for minor traffic infractions prior to killing my daughter. Now a failed local judicial system that set his bond too low, coupled with the flawed Obama administration policies have rewarded the illegal and punished my family and hampered law enforcement in their investigations. I just want to thank you again for letting me speak on my daughter's behalf and let Sarah's voice be heard. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Ms. Wilkerson.